Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Ravens coming up back-to-back home games where they gave up 59 points to the Bengals and Steelers. They faced the Bengals in Cincinnati Sunday, and we talked on Monday about the fact that like nobody showed up defensively really for this Ravens team. Kyle Hamilton, kind of a no-show. Kyle Van Noy looks cooked. Anybody going to step up this Sunday in Cincinnati for this defense?
Well, I think it better be Kyle Van Noy. Kyle Hamilton. It needs to start there. He's the most recently paid guy. He's the youngest of their blue chip players on defense. He's the one who has the shape shifting ability and the joker and move him around and all the different things he can do. He needs to affect the football when it's being carried by an individual and when it's in flight or before it gets in flight. Like, they better find a way to unlock Kyle Hamilton here. You know, Joe Burrow in his career against the Ravens has only been blitzed 20% of the time, and he shredded him. If he's going to shred you, maybe let him shred you trying to blitz 50% of the time.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't blitz him enough the last time, and when they did, it was fairly effective. Now, especially in the first half, and you could say how much of that was rust and lack of practice and lack of timing and all that stuff. I have a hard time seeing them winning this football game unless Kyle Hamilton is the best player on their defense and maybe the best player on either team's defense. Like, if Joseph Asai is a better game than Kyle Hamilton, then guess what?
We got problems.
The Bengals are probably not going to be mathematically eliminated, and the Ravens are going to be on the cusp of being mathematically eliminated.
Hamilton's the easy one, and he's coming off a pretty disappointing game for me. I was talking him up a lot last week, thinking it would be a big game for him, and it's just kind of a non-factor, guys. Three tackles.
Even with Darnell Washington leaving the game, you'd think, okay, we don't have to deal with that seven-footer.
Now, in that game against Cincinnati, he did have a tackle for a loss. He had the pass defensed on the fourth down goal line stand, which was a big play at that time of the football game. But he's going to need to be even better than he was on Thanksgiving night. But the other guy that I'm really looking at is Marlon Humphrey. He's got to be better than he's been over these past couple of weeks.
Is that just what it is?
I'd be more looking at Nate Wiggins than Marlon Humphrey.
Yeah. Sure, but Marlon's getting picked on at this point.
Like, he's not good.
Exactly.
Wiggins got picked on in the Cincinnati game.
Yeah.
Everybody got picked on until Woozier got a shot with Chase, and then Chase. It settled
down. But remember, Wiggins seemed like into the fight. He had that pass breakup in the end zone, was chirping at Chase. Then he got hurt and left the game.
Yeah.
So, like, but Marlon seems to be chasing a lot.
Yes.
Marlon's got to just be in the slot, and I think this is going to be a tough assignment for Marlon, even if he is just primarily in the slot, no matter who he's up against. Look, I don't know how much they're going to run the ball, and I think Roquan is what he is. He's going to get exposed by Chase Brown if they throw it to Chase Brown 7, 8, 9, 10 times, but can he do something that gets them off the football field?
Mm-hmm.
A tackle for loss, an early thumping, you know, a hit that changes momentum, that gets the sideline sprung to life. Like, he better be capable of that. Like, that should be, better be a part of his skill set. I don't think any of these pass rushers are going to step up in any big way. I think Gilman is what he is. I think Marlon is what he is. I think the young linebackers are going to get picked on here. That's just the way it's going to go. And one of their $20 million defenders better play like a a $20 million defender.
Well, you bring up the fact that they don't really try to blitz Joe Burrow for the most part, but part of Thanksgiving night, and especially it was the touchdown to Yoshivash, they sent the house there, and that put Roquan Smith pretty much man-to-man on Yoshivash, which is a significant mismatch. Yeah. When they blitz, they got to get home. And they had the one timely blitz where Marlon came in clean, and he ended up getting a sack. But they can't get burned like they were on Thanksgiving night when sending the house.
One other guy that we haven't mentioned, that he's Travis Jones. Like, Travis Jones needs to either push the pocket and get a tackle for get off the field on like a third and short, or push the lineman into Joe Burrow, maybe force a bad pass. Something that didn't happen at all in that game Thursday night.
A signature game out of him would be huge. I just feel like they're so depleted up there.
About Tavius Robinson? Sounds like he's going
to
play.
Yeah, okay. Says I'm ready to go. He's talking in the locker room, which is a good sign.
It's always a good sign.
Kyle Hamilton.
Better play like that.
Kyle Hamilton needs to have a star game.
Yes.
And he's coming off maybe one of his most invisible performances. Like, we don't see many Kyle Hamilton games where he's got three tackles, one solo.
It was quiet.
Coming up next, the Orioles, and we'll get to the Pete Alonso of it all, signing Pete Alonso to a contract. But Mike Elias spoke at the winter meetings. We will hear from the president of baseball ops and talk about his new toy, Pete Alonso, next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.